Proclamation number 6249 of 3rd of May, 1955. God's protection of his fighters and servants. Whatever will be done against you, I hold my protective hand over you and the work you want to do for me and my kingdom. The truth will always be fought against and consequently also against you, who spread the truth, and this is my adversary's weapon, that he disguises himself as a proclaimer of truth, and that he will find far more followers than you, who receive the truth from me myself. As long as people listen to you, perhaps also reject you, but do not take action against you, my adversary is not satisfied, for he wants to extinguish the light which I myself have kindled on earth. And therefore he looks for people whom he can influence to take action against you. And he finds them, namely in the ranks of those who are spiritually arrogant. He finds them where he has been able to work for a long time, where enlightenment through the Spirit is lacking, so that they were unable to distinguish error from truth. He also deludes them into believing the truth, and they believe him more than those who really bring it to them. And therefore they are of unenlightened spirit, because they have no love, because they believe they can replace the working of love with actions which my adversary has presented to them as beneficial and successful for their souls. Without love, however, the light of realization cannot be kindled in them, and therefore they will remain without realization and always be welcome objects for my adversary, which he can use to work against you. But I know about his plans and about the complacency of the people in bondage to him. I also give them the opportunity to recognize, but I don't force them to do so. And where they want to harm you, I place guards there who protect you from their pernicious slobber, who prevent them from getting to you. For whomever I appoint to work for me will also experience my protection in the richest measure, so as not to be hindered in his work. The battle between light and darkness will flare up ever more fiercely, and you are standing in the time of this battle. You will have to prove yourselves as strong, fearless fighters for me and my word. But I will also give you the strength to be able to resist every instruction. You will fight with the sword of the mouth, and I myself will wield the blade. I will put the words into your mouth at all times if you fight for me, because it is my will that error be exposed, which only a fearless fighter will do who receives the strength to resist from me. Therefore do not be afraid when you are attacked, but always know that you are accompanied and protected by me, and calmly take up the gauntlet. Face those who go against you for a battle of words, you will certainly not be defeated, and even if my adversary himself attacks you. For you are never alone, but you can always be certain of my presence, which even the adversary is no match for. Yet the last time before the end will not be without a fight. But you fight for me in my name, and therefore you will also enjoy my protection, as I have promised you. Amen.